All right, everybody, Terrence Pop here with another episode of Live from the Lair. It's a little chilly here because, you know, it's one of those 35-degree days where it's raining its ass off. And today I'm going to be doing something a little different. You know, I do the red pill stuff, the MGTOW stuff, and I've basically spent the past 12 years telling dudes what to watch out for, red flags, crazy, you know, bad stuff like that. And I've been very successful in, you know, educating young men in regards to the insanity that is today. And it is what it is. Now, this particular person on the screen, you can find her on YouTube. I think it's her name is Ashley Nord, N-O-R-D. Now, I'm not going to play the entire word salad, you know, she goes on about. I'm just going to show snippet. I'm just going to show you snippets of it, and then we'll talk about it. So here's the first one right here.
Are you the kind of person who's run out of feelings to hurt?
Yeah. Wah, wah, wah.
What, wah?
Then we have the Redonkulous swag for you. And we have multiple locations where you can get it. Go to the Stream Elements store or Crypto Fashion and embrace your inner fat punisher. Because after all,
there's a little bad pop in all of us. Even your mother.
Shirts, stickers, mugs, and hats are on sale now. Your support helps keep us independent from big tech and keeps this life-saving train on the tracks. Links are in the Meat Gazer box.
Overall lack of luck with dating are wondering things like, why can't I find someone who loves me or who truly accepts me? Or why can't I find the right person? Or perhaps you felt like you had found the right person, but that person was never truly emotionally available to you the way you wanted or needed them to be.
This is an argument feminists and women like to use all the time. And they call it, you know, emotional IQ, emotional intelligence, or emotional availability. Okay. Now, first of all, men, at least the men that I'm used to dealing with, are not super emotional creatures. A man who shows no interest and you want to save your feelings, your ego, by saying he's just not emotionally available. Got it. It's a self-preservation mindset, and I understand, but in reality, it is what it is. The men of today have been run through the ringer, and the women like this are going to have nothing but a hard time moving forward. Now, she's telling on herself right here as we move along. Because, listen, I've told everyone out there, if you really want to know what's going on with a woman, you got to get her talking. Because the longer she talks, the greater the chance of her narking on herself is. Okay, it happens all the time. It just is what it is. So let's move on to the second one here.
Prior to my current relationship, I was someone who was always involved with people, whether it be actual boyfriends or people I more casually dated, who were just not on the same page as me. I always seemed to wind up with people who told me a lot of what I wanted to hear, but when push came to shove, it was clear through their actions that they were just not as emotionally invested as me as I was with them. And what I feel...
All right, so in that little, you know, what's that, what, 40 seconds, hour, a minute, something like that, she's basically broadcasting with the words that she's using here is, you know, she's ridden the carousel quite extensively. Okay. And it has basically destroyed her ability to pair bond and actually emotionally be available herself for the right kind of man. Because let's face it, you know, the studies are out there. Once you go over 4 sexual partners, your chances get really bad. Once you get around 10, your pair bonding is virtually impossible. So what happens when that takes place is once the butterflies and the touchy feeling crap goes out the window, She can't pair bond with you, so she's going to look for the butterflies and the excitement somewhere else, and you're going to get the back burner blues treatment. All right, let's move on to the next one.
Certain beliefs about myself, and I was also behaving in ways that did not honor my worth. I was caught in cycles of self-abandonment, and as a result, I was drawn to people who mirrored that experience.
All right. What she's saying here, in a roundabout way, is she is looking for the missing pieces within her in somebody else. All right. That never works. I'm just going to tell you that right now. The only one who makes you complete is you. Plain and simple. All right. If you're going on about this emotional availability that other men don't seem to have it, it's because it's internalized within her. Now, she has a valid argument. There's a lot of men out there who play the field, especially when they know that 100% of the women out there are chasing them. They get really reprehensible in some of the shit they do, and I'm not excusing that at all. I'm just telling you that, this is an attractive lady. She looks like she's in her late 20s, early 30s. Probably walked across the stage, at least in college, with a 1,000 cock stare, and now she's reaching the epiphany stage of what the fuck is happening and what have I done with my life? All right, now she's asking some questions in regards to her audience. I'm going to just show a few of these that will knock it out of the park.
Lack of emotional availability, not a deal breaker for you.
Okay, when these ladies are out there riding the carousel, all right, they are completely emotionally unavailable. They're literally pogo sticking from one dude to the next dude, serial monogamy, whatever you want to call it, 5-on-1, worm pile, no rules. And, she gets to the point where she's entertaining her next ride on the carousel and he's not emotionally available and, it is what it is. It's right here.
And that you continue to engage with people who fail to make you a top priority in their lives.
All right. If you want to have somebody who's going to make you a priority in your life, be the priority. It's just that simple. The fact that by your own words, you ran the clock. You rode the cock carousel, and now you're at epiphany stage. I would say that you haven't hit the wall yet, but it is definitely over the horizon and approaching fast. And this right here is basically a statement of desperation that the game is almost over. And once that final bell rings or the buzzer goes off, the game is over. Nobody cares anymore. All right. Yes, after that's done, there are pickup games and what have you that people will participate in, but nobody bets on those games and nobody really cares.
When I was caught in cycles of self-abandonment, although I dated all different types of people with vastly different personalities.
There she is telling herself again. Dated all different types of people, all kinds of differences. Well, women can do that, but let's be honest, at the end of the day, after they've given away the samples for free at Costco or BJ's, are the men she's dealing with right now going to pony up, Porsche prices for a beat up VW? I don't think so. And perfect mouth formation for the all vowel opera hour.
I knew I had a lot to offer someone, and I always struggled to understand why partners or potential partners struggled to see what a catch I was. And yet my actions didn't reflect that. And this is why I believe that for the entire first year of knowing my fiance, I put him in the friend zone.
All right. Now, the mere fact that she's still with this guy that she's calling her fiance after she put him in the friend zone basically speaks volumes that even if she marries this guy, chances are she'll divorce him because she won't respect him. Because he willingly took a place in the friend zone, waited around for a year as she was getting trash compacted, and then all of a sudden he thinks, oh, it's different now. She's woken up. I'm going to break off a piece. That's not how it works. This is just so punishing. I'm not going to, you know, go into it into any more greater detail than what we have here. I'm going to probably make it a habit to rip apart these videos moving forward. But I just thought you guys need to see what's going on out there with the young women of today. I mean, they're out of their goddamn minds. They ride the carousel. They have the epiphany stage. And they sit around there and legitimately bitch and moan about how they cheapen their value to almost nothing. And they want maximum prices after it's, you know, you've wore the airframe out. It's a done deal. All right. I really don't have any advice for this woman other than the fact that maybe you should start putting some messages out there for the younger women behind you not to make the same mistakes you did. Because 40 to 80 is a long time. And I can guarantee you in the next 10 years, if you can't get married and keep that guy, or stay married, it's going to ramp up to 11. You'll wind up on head meds, all kinds of anxiety, because 40 to 80 is a long fucking time.